Moving on, Iran calls on UN Secretary General to help secure the release of Iranians abducted in Syria and Libya. In a letter to Ban Ki-moon, Iran's foreign minister, Ali Akbar Saleh, says Tehran calls for the immediate release of its abducted nationals. He also says using hostages as human shields is a violation of international law and basic human rights. Conveying Tehran's deep concern, Salehi asks for the UN Secretary General's cooperation to secure the release of its nationals both in Syria and Libya. 48 Iranian pilgrims have been abducted in Syria, reports say. Three of them have been killed. Militants from the foreign-backed Free Syrian Army have threatened to kill the remaining captives. And in Libya, seven members of the Iranian Red Crescent Society were kidnapped by gunmen in Benghazi in July. For more on that story, we're now joined by Professor of the Lebanese University, Mr. Mohsen Saleh, who's with us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Professor Saleh, welcome to the program. Regarding the situation of the 48 kidnapped Iranians, now regardless of their backgrounds, whatever it is, at the end of the day, they were pilgrims at the Sayyida Zainab area, returning to the airport to come back to their country. Why is this issue not being addressed properly?
Well, first of all, everybody knows, the Syrians and the Arabs know that many Iranians come every occasion, a sacred occasion. They visit Sayyida Zainab and they visit some sacred shrines in Iraq as well. So this crime, detaining some peaceful people visiting and pilgrims in Syria, in Damascus, or if they would have been able to go to Aleppo, or there is some places, sacred places. Anyhow, these people, I guess, the international community, Ban Ki-moon, the Arab League, Turks, and Qataris, and Saudis, hold responsibility of these people, innocent people. These people were unarmed. They were visiting sacred places, and they have nothing to do in the problems in Syria, in the crisis in Syria. So I guess it's about time for some terrorists to take advantage of detaining some peaceful people, disarmed people, and in order to negotiate about political issues, I guess it's about to stop. And for Ban Ki-moon or for the Arab League, the Arabi or others, they should condemn such actions as a crime against humanity, because these people have nothing to do in the battles, and I guess they should be freed soon without any delay, because these people are not responsible about anything, and the terrorists who are detaining them are responsible, and they should be brought to the justice, international justice, and to the international court, because they are really committing such a crime.
Professor Saleh, what's next now? What can international bodies like the United Nations or the Arab League, as you just mentioned, what can they do to facilitate the release of these kidnapped Iranian pilgrims?
Well, they know, the Saudis and the Qataris and the Turks, that they are financing and they are arming and helping all these groups in many means. That's why they should pressure on these people in order to release these people soon. And they know that if they don't do so, then there are many consequences on this level. And all kinds of measures might be taken from the Iranians or from of course, the government in Syria and other international organizations to free these people. They don't have any right to detain these people in any way, because this is a crime. It's an open crime, and it's a real crime, and it's a clear crime against humanity. And I guess if they take solid opinion against these people, the Qataris and the Turks especially, because where they can take these people to where? to Turkey, then the Turks are, I guess, the most responsible about this issue.
Professor Mohsen Saleh from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.